And joining us this morning by phone is Minnesota's U.S. Senator Al Franken. Welcome back to the program, Senator.
Thank you.
Well, we are a week away from the debt ceiling crisis, and we still haven't ended the budget standoff. So where are we today?
Well, I don't know. We're frustrated here. You know, I went to the floor during the weekend and talked about how lots of Minnesotans have been adversely affected by the shutdown, something that's really unnecessary. At first, this was about defunding or repealing the Affordable Care Act. Now it's about something else. We need to reopen the government. It's not helping anybody. There's a continuing resolution, which is a way of funding the government going forward for about another month, but something that's been something that they could have voted on the floor of the House at any time, and that a majority of House members are for, and that would get our government started again. And now, as you say, where there is a threat to default on our debt, which is something that America has never done through our entire history from 1789 on, we've always paid our bills. And if we default, it could have it could cause the collapse of the world economy. We're just getting back on our feet after the Great Recession. We could end up right where we were in 2008, people losing their jobs, their homes, their retirement savings, and businesses. We just can't do this. So we have to reopen the government. Let's just agree that we're going to pay our bills. And when we do that, when we open the government, pay our bills, then we can negotiate. The continuing resolution that we're talking about only lasts through the middle of November, and during that period, that's when we should be negotiating. But we shouldn't be negotiating up to the last minute. This is no way to run a government.
Well, as I understand it, there is an international economic meeting in New York right now, and IMF Chair Christine Lagarde was sounding less than enthusiastic about this whole situation and was raising some of the very questions that you did.
Of course.
Here closer at home, we've got some unexpected consequences of the shutdown. We're now beginning to affect state and local programs, particularly those that are funded by the federal government, because apparently the federal government just doesn't give state agencies a big lump. They give it to them in smaller quantities, and some of those are running out. Health,
right.
Human services, school lunch programs. Plus, of course, we've got quite a number of federal employees here at the Gunflint,
yep,
and Tofte Ranger Stations, and we've got loggers and contractors who can't get or exercise their permits for timber or gravel on federal lands. So what options are available?
The best option is for the House of Representatives to vote on the bill we sent over from the Senate, which would reopen the government. And we know that a majority of House members have said they'd vote for this. So it's up to the Speaker of the House to put that up for a vote. Now, he said that, no, that's not true. There isn't a majority for this. It's a very easy thing for him to show one way or the other. Just put it up for a vote, and then we can reopen the government. We can assure everyone that we're going to pay our bills just like we have throughout our country's entire history, and then we can sit down and negotiate. But this is really negotiating by brinksmanship, negotiating by crisis. We can't lurch from crisis to crisis. I think Americans are sick of that. I didn't come here to do that. I came here to get Americans and Minnesotans working, to improve our education, to strengthen our economic recovery, not to do this every few months.
Well, behind the scenes, are you or other fellows in the Senate applying whatever pressure you can, or is it just one of these things where you kind of has to play out among the congressional leadership?
Well, you know, we have bipartisan meetings all the time. Yesterday we had a really good one with this surgeon from Atul Gawande from Harvard, who writes about health care. It was a bipartisan meeting. So we were having this very productive bipartisan meeting on reforming the delivery of health care.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was very helpful. And I hope we can build on that and build up the sense of, look, we're all in this together. We're all in this together. This is hurting everybody's state. Let's get this done. Let's find a way to do it. And I think there's members, a lot of members on both sides, majority members of both sides, who are frustrated and want to get this done. And so we're hoping to put pressure on their, you know, on their leadership to say, okay, let's just resolve this and then go to negotiations. And we can negotiate, but we can't have this done all the time by brinksmanship. It does not work. There's no way to run a government.
Well, sir, hopefully the next time we talk to you, which may be soon, that we'll have better news and follow when we actually get to that period of negotiations to see whether everybody can agree once they avoid the crisis, and let's hope that's the case. Good luck, sir. Continue.
I hope that is the case. I'll call you next.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.